This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Current Electric. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern. My co-host is Ray Hoffman, Sales Marketing Manager at Current Electric. Raymond, how are you?
I am great. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Welcome back. How was Wausau?
It was great. We had a couple of very good awards given to local builders. David Bellman won Builder of the Year for the state, and John Stoker won Rising Star. They're both local Milwaukee builders with Victory Companies and Bellman Homes. So it was a great event last night, and I was happy to make it back this morning.
Yeah, how was the drive back? No issues?
There's snowing up there, but once we got a little south, we were okay.
That's good. Well, I'm glad that you're back. Our special guest today, he is with Bath Planet of Milwaukee. He is Justin Pitts. Hey, Justin, how have you been?
I've been good, Mike. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's really good to talk to you again. And when we talked, I know the first time you were on probably a year ago was the first time you'd ever done radio. And you said, hey, I'm a little nervous. I said, no, you'll be fine. And you did great. And I really appreciate your willingness to come back on. How are things going on over at Bath Planet of Milwaukee?
Oh, things are going really well. This time of year, business tends to pick up a little bit, and as the weather warms up, it'll just pick up more. So getting ready for our busy time of the year coming up here pretty soon.
Well, if this year is anything like last year, you guys are going to be extremely busy. And I think, Justin, with what's happened in our world where everybody's staying at home a little bit more, everybody's starting to understand, a lot of people are starting to understand that, man, if we're going to be at home and our kids are going to be home this much, we need to redo one of these baths.
Oh, absolutely. People staying at home more, they see their house more often, they're using their house more often, and that's bringing along a lot of these projects. And the bathroom is one of the places that people tend to focus on, absolutely.
Hey, Ray, same thing with at Current Electric. You know, people staying home, their lights are on more, they're utilizing electricity more, they're trying to figure out ways to maybe cut those costs, and they're looking at solar. I know that Current Electric, you guys have been really busy as well.
Yeah, we've been extremely busy. It's been a great couple of months, and people are spending more time at home, but they're also looking to protect their assets. So we're doing a lot of surge protection and upgrades to their panels, and it's been a great few months.
Guys, I could tell you, I look, I've told this story a lot, but you know, Current Electric, I started as their customer. And they did such a good job that I just called the owner and said, man, I was so impressed with what you guys do. And that we started doing some business together, and they advertise with some of the stuff I do, and we help them out on the digital side. And I can tell you that it's been a great partnership, but they've been to my house a number of times. I went for years without having electricity inside my garage. So I had a kind of time. You know, when am I going to go in the garage if it's snowing out and I have to get my snowblower out? I guess it doesn't matter. I'll have a flashlight and I'll figure it out. But other than that, it was hard. And the guys at Current Electric said, let us come take care of that for you. We'll figure out the price and we'll get it done. And they came out in one day and got it done. And I laugh because I'll never take that for granted. That I have actual lights in my garage, and it just seems normal for most people, but it wasn't normal for me for a while. And the superheroes at Current Electric took great care of me and my wife, Terry, and our entire family. I have sent these guys, you know, to everybody that I know, family, friends, and said, if you need somebody when it comes to this space, Kern Electric is who you have to go to. So, Ray, thank you to you and your team for taking good care of my people.
Absolutely. We're happy to do it, and we're happy to help anybody out in the Milwaukee area that needs it.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, Justin, this first segment, because we haven't had you on for a while, can we get to kind of your background, how long you've been with Bath Planet?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, my background before Bath Planet, you know, I've worked in home improvement, more so on the exterior side, soffit, fascia, gutters. Prior to that, I worked more in the interior of the home, actually more with furniture. That's where I started with sales. So I got to do a lot of design work with customers in our showroom, selling furniture, putting rooms together, decorating rooms with, you know, rugs, accessories, wall art. When I had this opportunity to join Bath Planet, it seemed like a good marriage of the two. I still get to work in home improvement, home construction, helping people remodel their bathrooms, but I also get to flex my design muscles a little bit, helping them coordinate colors, pick out flooring, vanity, countertops. So I get to do a little bit of both. Been with Bath Planet now for a little over 2 years, and I'm having a great time, absolutely.
Man, good for you. And there's some great things going on over there. It's interesting because last time that I had John and we talked about what the initial cost, right? Just the new system starting at, and it's $42.50. And people were like, wait, what? Hold on, what does that, just gets into my house, then what's the extra cost? And I said, no, that's the starting cost. Like if you want to go with the basic program, that's what it's going to cost you. Now, you're going to want to upgrade a little bit, so it might be some additional cost. But if you really want them to come and redo your bath, it's going to cost you $42.50. That's what it starts at, and that's the basic package. Correct, Justin?
That's correct. Our starting price is $42.50, and like you said, that's for our most basic package. I like to think of it as the white box. That's for our white walls, our white base, and our basic chrome fixtures. It is a working shower. That includes the demo, installation, products, warranties, removing all of that material from your home. And for a lot of people, it's, I don't want to say a lifesaver, but it's a great option to have. Somebody who doesn't have a working shower or needs something done inexpensively, I think it's a great option. But as you said, just about everyone does add to that basic package. You know, we have a lot of ways to customize the shower, whether it's with different color acrylic panels or with accessories like shelves, grab bars, shower doors, curtain rods. There's a lot of features that we can add to our basic package, but absolutely, starting at $42.50 and then going up from there.
You know, and think about that number, and you say, look, well, at $42.50, that they're just going to drop it off on my porch. No, they're going to install it. They're going to take out the other stuff. They are going to do that work to make sure that you're happy. But I've got to tell you, Justin, once you're at the kitchen table, I've got to believe when people see all the different options that they have, including some of the aging-in-place options and the wall surrounds and all of the different colors and patterns, that I would think that people say, okay, look, if I'm going to add a few hundred or even $1,000 to this, you know, I'm still looking at under $10,000 for, you know, a new bathroom. I think is people will jump at that.
Oh, absolutely. Even with adding all of our, you know, highest upgrades, we would certainly be below $10,000. And we can be anywhere in that range depending on the features and accessories that you add. And you kind of touched on aging in place. And that's absolutely what a lot of our customers are calling us about. They're looking to take out their tub that they never use that tends to just get in the way and can be, for some people, dangerous to step over. They want us to take that out, put in the new shower pan, install some grab bars, and that's definitely something we can do. You're absolutely right. When I sit down to that kitchen table and I kind of go over all the additional options, the colors and patterns we can do, the accessories we can add, we do end up typically adding to that base package, but it is a good starting point to have.
We're talking to Justin Pitts from Bath Planet of Milwaukee. Go to bathplanetofmilwaukee.com. That's bathplanetofmilwaukee.com. They have two showrooms. One, Highway 100 and I'm sorry, 3636 South 108th Street, right on Highway 100 in Greenfield, and another in on Port Washington Road in Mequon. I would think, Justin, that the majority of the people will come to see you over on Highway 100, correct?
That's correct. Of those two, that's where we would typically have our in-showroom meetings. I have more displays there to show customers, more product there, so that's definitely where we would head for our in-store design sessions if we get to that point.
And
not every customer requires that, but for those that want that, we definitely have that option available.
And people are very familiar with AB&K, and you guys are part of AB&K, correct?
We are. I like to think of that as our sister company. We're in the same building.
Yep.
We have the same owners. We work together. Different products, different installation process, but same general company. That's our sister company, I like to say.
What's interesting, I remember talking to somebody from Bath Planet, you know, maybe year one or year two of doing this show, and I think there might have been five different color and pattern options at that time. And boy, things have really exploded since then.
Absolutely. It used to be with acrylic, you would get to choose between white, off-white, maybe gray if you were lucky, and that was about it. But over the years, those options have grown, and currently we have about 15 or so different patterns, a number of different solid colors. We even have the ability to give the acrylic the look of tile, but without the cost, the upkeep, or the maintenance of tile. So lots of different design options that we currently have available.
You know, I would really recommend, because when people hear us talking, and when the starting price is $42.50, and we're talking about Bath Planet of Milwaukee, people might think, boy, it's going to look like a hospital room. It's going to look, you know, it's not going to have a good look to it. Go on that website, Bath Planet of Milwaukee. And take a look at the options that we're talking about when it comes to remodeling, or when it comes to the bathtub replacement, new bathtubs, the wall sounds, all of the patterns and colors. Take a look at that, and you're going to be shocked, because it just is totally different than maybe what you think and what it used to be, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago, where you had white, off-white, and if you were lucky, you got gray. That was Justin's line, and I love that line. You got to be lucky to get gray. Well, those days are over. Go to bathplanetofmilwaukee.com to see all the different options that you have. We'll continue our conversation with Justin Pitts. He is with Bath Planet of Milwaukee, and my co-host this week is Ray Hoffman. He's the sales and marketing manager at Current Electric. Call current.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
An Odyssey Station.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero, Ray Hoffman, my sales manager. He is my co-host, sales and marketing manager, Current Electric. I couldn't get my producer to play the song I wanted for the bumper, Ray.
What song is that?
Rubber Ducky from Sesame Street, Bert and Ernie. That's perfect
I'm
with what we're talking about, right?
I'm liking Mitch more and more.
Yes, everybody likes Mitch more than they like me. Our guest this week, Justin Pitts, we'll find out what he thinks of that song. Bath Planet of Milwaukee. What a perfect song for our bumper music, right, Justin?
I think so. It was kind of a missed opportunity there.
Yeah, well, trust me. And we'll get back to it, and you're going to hear that song. The next one, I'm going to put Mitch into it like a figure four headlock or something to make him play it. Hey, Justin, can we talk about the process? When somebody goes online, and you go to Bath Planet of Milwaukee, and you've got live chat online, and you can talk to Jacob and let him know what you're looking for. You can go online and give your name, the first name, last name, email, and kind of tell tell the people over at Bath Planet what your project is all about. But let's talk about that process from there out. When you get a hold of them or they get a hold of you, what is the process of getting this the bathtub and the bathroom done by Bath Planet?
Well, you're right that the first step is getting in contact with us. That can be done online. You can go to bathplanetmilwaukee.com to get a hold of us. I do typically recommend giving the office a call. That's the quickest and most direct way to get a hold of us. You can give us a call, ask for Justin, and it would be me coming out to an appointment at your home. That's really where kind of the work begins. We would set an appointment that works for the customer. I come out to their home, and the first thing that I do is have a conversation with the customer about what they're hoping we can accomplish with their bathroom project. That's where we would discuss if we're doing a tub-to-shower conversion, just replacing a tub. Maybe they already have a stand-up shower that needs to be replaced. But we would have a quick discussion about what they're hoping we can do. I then do some measuring of the bathroom, and then we jump into talking about the installation process. I got a big, heavy bag full of all kinds of samples. Just about anything you can imagine is in there. And I go over all the different products that we carry, talk about how we install them. Then that's where we jump into the design portion of things. All the different patterns and colors that I mentioned, I got a book that has them all. We go over all the options, and we try our best to pick out what's going to work best for the customer color-wise. We pick out all the accessories, pick out any additional features that we want inside the shower. And most of the time, I am able to leave the customer with the price. So it's not a question mark. It's not something where we get back to you in a couple of days. Usually, right there at the appointment, I'm able to leave the price with the customer.
You know, when we talked about the $4,250, that's the complete wet area. That's where that starts. But if you want the complete bathroom, that starts at $84.95. And again, that's the starting rate. But when somebody starts at $84.95, if they want to add some things, where are they normally ending price-wise for a complete new bathroom?
Yeah, the full bathroom renovations, as you can imagine, have a larger range with where that price can end up. It depends on the condition of the bathroom, size of the bathroom, the features that they want inside the bathroom. That $84.95 is the starting price. That's based off of no additional features and based off of a very small bathroom. Where most customers tend to end up is somewhere in the $10,000 to $15,000 range. I would say that that's where the majority of our jobs end up. But it is possible to be a little south of that or a little north of that, but that is where the majority of our customers do end up.
Boy, that's very good to know. And I had written down between 12 and 15, so I was really close on that. Understand that when you called over and you asked for Justin to come out, he's going to come out and you're going to sit and go through the options. And he will go through all these options. They'll get to the design part. He'll help you with the colors. If you're like I am, where your final decision on everything is maybe, he will help you through that process to be able to have you make really good sound decisions for what you're looking to put in your home and in your bath. If somebody asks you, and I know this is probably an elevator type question, but what makes the products that you use so unique? What's your answer for that?
Well, there's a couple of things. They are relatively quick for us to install, and they are also low maintenance for the customer. Those are two things that we're really looking at when we're choosing what products we're offering for the customer. We don't want this to turn into a 2-, 3-, 4-week-long bathroom renovation. You know, most of our bathrooms we can install somewhere around 2 to 4 days. We also don't want it to be something that's high maintenance. We don't want to install a countertop that needs to be sealed. We don't want to have grout for the flooring or in between tiles that the customer has to clean and seal. We don't want anything that's too fussy. So we install materials that we can get in and install fairly quickly, and that's also low maintenance on the customer side.
Boy, that's good. How has the idea of getting products nowadays, there's always it seems to be a delay. How has that affected your industry?
Well, it's like you said, it's affected everyone. Things are taking longer to get produced. It is taking longer for things to get from point A to point B. It's affected us just as it's affected everyone in the home improvement industry. With that being said, currently for a tub or shower project or for a full bathroom, we're looking somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 12 weeks. It depends on the products. It depends on the scope of work. But we're somewhere in that 8 to 12 week range. A lot of the products that we install are made to order. They're not sitting on a shelf. For example, the shower products, including the pan and the walls, the vanities we install, the countertop we install, those are all produced for the customer. So we have a little bit of time for the production. We got a little bit of a time for the transportation. And then we need to actually call the customer to schedule the install. But currently, we're somewhere in that 8 to 12-week range, depending on what the job is.
So, Justin, if somebody is looking at spring and they're going, look, we know we're going to redo our bath in spring, now would be the time to get a hold of you guys.
Now is a fantastic time. A lot of people look at the weather and they go, oh, it's too cold for me to deal with a construction project right now. Well, no worries. We're going to be a little bit before that installation occurs anyway. So we're currently about 8 to 12 weeks out. And that also depends on how long it takes the customer to make some of those design decisions. It's not unusual for me to have that initial appointment with the customer, but then to have one, sometimes two follow-up appointments to make more of those design decisions. And depending on the customer's schedule, that might add 1, 2, 3 weeks to the project.
Hey, Ray, who makes these kind of decisions in your house?
My wife makes all decisions in my house.
Do you know what? If I'm telling you, if it was up to me, I'd still be trying to make decisions on the hardware for the cabinets we had put in 4 years ago. I just have a difficult time with that. And thank goodness, like your house, you know, my wife steps up and says, "No, we're not everything's going to be Kelly Green because you're Irish. It's just not going to happen. And so we're going to go with this color, or we're going to go with this color, and we're going to, you know, do it this way." And I think that, Justin, is that kind of, are you dealing with the couple, but a lot of times the wife is making some of those decisions?
Each couple's a little bit different. And, you know, I do come across couples where one person is making the majority of the decisions. And just a little advice for the husbands, as somebody who's experienced this a lot. A lot of wives want your input. So a lot of the, honey, whatever you want, I don't care. Just letting you know, from a lot of the customers I've spoken to, they want some input. But, you know, everyone's a little bit different. And, you know, a big part of my job is helping people through that design portion. And really, more often than not, it's not that people don't know what they want. It's more taking two people's different ideas or different opinions and trying to put those together. If one person knows what they want and the other person doesn't, or doesn't have much influence or doesn't care too much, that might be on the easier side for me. But when two people want two very different things, that's where I have a little bit more work ahead of me.
Yeah, you become Dr. Phil.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, I can tell you that if you went out to the Hoffman House or the McGivern House, you know, we might bark a little bit and say, no, this is what I want. But I think at the end of the day, we're probably smart enough to go, okay. I think you might be right on that. Hey, what areas do you guys cover, by the way? Are there certain counties that you guys work with?
We work all over the greater Milwaukee area. We have a pretty large territory. We go up to Sheboygan. We go all the way down to the state line in Kenosha. We don't go quite to Madison, but we do go out to the Oconomowoc area. You know, I would tell any of your customers, if you sound like you're on the fringe of our territory and, you know, you're not sure if we're an area that we would go out to, give us a call and we would let you know. It would be easy for us to find that out for you, but I'm sure for most of your listeners, they likely live in our territory.
Yep, 414-433-4899. 414-433-4899. 1-800-926-9999. And again, that's the showroom over on Highway 100 in Greenfield. It's 3636 South 108th Street. And again, it's 414-433-4899. Or go to bathplanetofmilwaukee.com. bathplanetofmilwaukee.com. And ask for Justin Pitts. And he will, I promise you, he will answer all of your questions. He will not overstay his welcome. He'll come in, show you what you need, answer the questions you have, and help you with this remodel. And whether it's a smaller bath or it's a master bath, he's got a lot of information that can help you in the next 8 to 12 weeks have a whole different bath in your home. We'll continue our conversation with Justin, along with Ray Hoffman, who is my co-host this week. He's the sales and marketing manager at Current Electric. Call current.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Still no Sesame Street?
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Welcome back.
If you behave.
To the Home Improvement Show. Built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, the Emmons family. Man, they do a great job. They do a great job. And powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Go to the Current Electric Facebook page. And my last show, my high school show, we do the Current Electric Superhero of the Week. And if you have not heard me talk about that segment, it's just the best segment I think I do on my high school sports show. I know it's the best for me personally, because my feeling is all these Current Electric superheroes of the week, when they go away to college, if half of them come back to our community and they're the leaders in our community, we're going to be just fine. We're going to be just fine. Current Electric Facebook page, take a look at Our Current Electric superhero of the week. She's a senior from Slinger High School and doing a great job in that community and at that school. Our special guest this week, he is Justin Pitts from Bath Planet of Wisconsin, bathplanetofmilwaukee.com is their website. Hey, Justin, how often do people talk to you about aging in place? And they might not use aging in place, but they talk about, hey, look, we love our neighborhood, we love our house, and we want to stay in our house longer. So when we do this in our bath, we want to make sure that we're ready as we get a little bit older. Do they talk about that with you quite a bit?
Oh, absolutely. It's probably the number one thing that we do. A huge part of our business is tub-to-shower conversions. We remove the tub and put in a walk-in shower. And for a lot of people, it's because they find it easier and safer to get in and out of the shower as opposed to stepping over the tub. We do have more that we can offer other than just replacing the tub with the shower. A lot of people look to add grab bars. We can add seats in the shower, add handheld shower devices, and all these things allow people to live in their homes for longer. So a big part of our business is keeping the bathroom a safe place for people to use and adding those accessories that make it safer to use.
You know, it's interesting, too, and that's another category, Justin, that years ago everything was very sterile looking, and that's changed a little bit in your industry as well.
It has. A lot of people say, I don't want it to look like I live in a hospital. I don't want a hospital shower. And I totally get what they mean. They don't want that stark white walls with the bulky, unpleasant to look at grab bars. And I completely understand why someone would say that. But when I show them the pictures of what we're able to do and all the different design options we have, I think they quickly realize that that's not how their shower needs to look. Not only do we have a number of different colors and patterns we can do for the walls, but the grab bars we carry, we have a number of different design options. They're designed to match the fixtures we install. So depending on the shower fixtures, we're going to get matching grab bars, and they come in all kinds of colors, chrome, brushed nickel, oil rub bronze, black. They really end up being more of a design feature than something that's an eyesore.
Guys, if you go on their website, and again, it's Bath Planet of Milwaukee, one word, Bath Planet of Milwaukee, go to the gallery. Go to their gallery and take a look. Probably two or three rows down, they have a couple of before and after pictures. And when Justin talks about aging in place and he talks about the different options that you have and how they look, this gives you a really good example of all of that. And I think you're going to be really surprised. I know that the first time I talked with Justin and when I talked with Tracy over at AB&K a little bit about Bath Planet, I was really surprised on how the different options and how really, really nice it looks. It does not have that sterile look. And when you look at the couple of before and after pictures they have, you're going to be able to really understand what I'm saying when it comes to just a really sharp, clean look. A look that you would be definitely proud of to have as your bathtub or your bathroom for sure. Hey, Justin, when people talk to you about your products and they talk about is there who's going to come and install it? Is it people that, you know, maybe one day a week they work in a bowling alley and then 2 days a week they work as a mover and then they come and do this? That's not the case. The people that are the installers for you are highly trained factory technicians, correct?
Absolutely. They're our installers. All they do all week is install Bath Planet products, and they're working on bathrooms, you know, 5 days a week. You're absolutely right. They're not doing windows one day and roofs the other day and the bathrooms the next day. All they do is work on bathrooms and do work for us. And, you know, we get a lot of compliments on our product, but I get just as many compliments on our installers. You know, they're all really good guys. They've been in the business for a long time, and they know what they're doing. One of the tough things with this industry is, especially when it comes to removing things, when we got to remove the shower, remove the tub, you never know exactly what it's going to look like behind there. And fortunately, we have installers where whatever they see, whatever they come across, they've come across it before. So they're not going to be surprised by anything. They're going to be able to complete the job no matter what kind of a difficult situation they might run up against.
Hey, one other thing. When you go to Bath Planet of Milwaukee, I want you to also go and take a look at the About Us and go to the guarantee. Because, look, this is right on paper, right? It's right on their website. We pledge to respect you. We pledge to respect your time. We pledge to respect your home. And we pledge to respect your hard-earned money. And I think that's really important that that's on their website. You know, Justin, you've heard horror stories where you let a salesperson in, and it, you know, comes from some of these movies, I think, Glenn Rosewood, and I can't remember the name of it, but I've watched it 100 times, but where they have salespeople come into their home, and they're not leaving until they get the order. And when you have it right on your website that, look, we respect your time. We respect your home. We respect your hard-earned money. As a sales guy, you have to make sure that you understand that people are reading this before they invite you into their home.
100%. I sometimes go to people's homes, and one of the first things they'll ask me is, this isn't going to take 3 hours, is it? And, you know, I'll usually ask a follow-up. I go, let me guess. You had a salesperson by, and he probably talked and talked and talked and probably didn't leave when you wanted him to, and he sat at this table for 3 hours. And then I assure them, this is not going to take 3 hours. Here's a little, I don't want to say a secret, but if the customer is looking forward to the appointment going quickly, I have no problem having a quick appointment and getting home early too. So I have no problems with that. Our appointments do vary in length depending on how many questions the customer has and how long it takes them to make design decisions. But it is very frequent that we get these appointments done within about an hour. And we do not do high-pressure sales. You know, if someone wants to sign up with us that day, that's great. If they want time to think about it, that's no problem at all.
Hey, can we talk and on that page where again, you go on their website at bathplanetofmilwaukee.com, and if you sign up and you receive a free estimate, they're going to give you a free $60 gift card. And that's awesome. Justin, I don't know if you have those in your pocket or not, but you get a free $60 gift card, restaurants.com. after you get the free estimate. But on that guarantee, you guys are very proud of the backing that you get from Good Housekeeping Seal.
We are. My understanding is that we are the only bathroom remodeling company with a Good Housekeeping Seal of approval. And for a lot of people, that seal is important. It means that Good Housekeeping has tested our product. They're familiar with our installation process and the product that we install. What their warranty means is that if you have an issue with our tub or shower area within the first 2 years and we are unable to fix it or come up with some good resolution with you, that wouldn't happen. But if it did, Good Housekeeping will give you all your money back for the project. That's how much they believe in what we're doing, the product we install, and how we install it.
Well, I'll tell you, that reading that page, I think you're going to be very comfortable when you go to Bath Planet of Milwaukee, have Justin Pitts come out. And again, they are 8 to 12 weeks out, and that's after, you know, making this decision, making the decision on the products and the choices. So if you're looking to have something, you know, spring, early summer, now would be the time to set up that appointment, have him come out. I know that as the Nary show's coming up mid-February and the Realtors Home and Garden Show in late March, early April, both at State Fair, you guys get a lot of appointments through that. So if you are thinking about having something done late spring, early summer, I would get on his calendar now. And make sure that he has time to come out and spend that half hour with you to kind of look at your bathroom and make some recommendations on what some of the things that Bath Planet of Milwaukee can do for you. Hey, Ray, we talked about Bath Planet of Milwaukee being a part of these shows. It's so good that the Realtors Home and Garden Show, March 25th through April 3rd, is coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. It's actually Current Electric's first time in the Realtors Home and Garden Show, so we're pretty excited for it, and we're ready for 8 out of 10 days of fun.
Yeah, that's a lot. And talking to people, and they go, yeah, it is a lot, but boy, a lot of people come through, and we meet a lot of new people because we're going to be there for the entire time, and it's just a really good show. Again, that's going on March 25th through April 3rd, and the Nary Spring Show going on February 18th through February 20th, both at State Fair Park, and Bath Planet of Milwaukee will be at both of those. We'll get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Justin Pitts. He is with Bath Planet of Milwaukee. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
And my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Oh, rubber ducky.
Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. I hope that my sponsors will continue to sponsor this show after that. Ray Hoffman, Sales and Marketing Manager from Kern Electric. Go to callcurrent.com. Yeah, how do you beat fun like that, Ray?
Aren't you coming to my office next week, Mike?
Not anymore, Ray. Not anymore. No, in fact, you turned that one down. It's the following week. Hopefully by then you will forget that. Our special guest, and I know he's laughing, Justin Pitts, Bath Planet of Milwaukee. Hey, Justin, I got a text during the break from a girl named Betsy, who I know, and she asked this. The acrylic panels that you guys have, she had heard you say early in the show that you can take those and make them look like tile. Did she hear that correctly?
That's correct. You know, we had a lot of people say that they like how durable the material is. They like the different colors, how quickly it is able to be installed, and how low maintenance it is. But they also were kind of hoping for that look of tile. Well, what we're able to do now is have the acrylic panel, but still give it a look similar to tile. The way that we achieve that is you can imagine the acrylic as being different layers of acrylic, and that coloring that we apply is only on that top surface layer of acrylic. So we take that big acrylic panel and we put it through a CNC machine that removes strips of acrylic to get to that lower white layer, creating something that looks similar to a grout line. The benefit of our tile look acrylic is that it's still one piece. It goes up much quicker than tile, but more importantly, there's no grout. Our panel is 100% non-porous, while grout, if you look at it under a magnifying glass, looks similar to sand. It is porous. Water, mold, mildew can get into grout, and if you've ever had to clean discolored grout, it's a pain to do, and it never looks quite new. We're able to give our acrylic panel a look similar to tile, but without grout, without that additional upkeep, and without the cost of tile.
Stuff than there than I know about anything else in my life. Do you know that? I mean, I'm able to just tee up whatever. When I talk to you, Sid, you can ask me anything. Anything about this stuff. I've got it. I know this really, really well. And for me to get this text messages from my friend Betsy during the break and for me to just throw that up to you, I really appreciate your knowledge when it comes to this.
Yeah, no problem. That's why they keep me around.
I heard that. Yeah, that's what I'm not going to tell you who told me that, but there nobody said anything about that at all. Hey, Ray, when we have guests on this show, and a lot of guests are experts at what they do, and Justin is another great guest that we have on the Home Improvement Show that can really step us through exactly what the knowledge that we need. And I would be shocked if he doesn't get, a handful of calls next week talking about some of the things that he talked about today and asking questions. It certainly is easy for us to do this show when we have guys like Justin Pitts on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's easy for us to do the show when we have experts like him that have great ethics, great company, great reputation. It's very important for us to do that with this show is make sure that we're highlighting people that have a great reputation, the ethical boundaries that we have inside not only in NARI, but MBA and the other organizations that we're in. So that's why we love this show, and that's why we do it.
And the fact that they have such a good sense of humor to listen to the rubber ducky thing.
Yeah. A week and a half, Mike. We got it.
I'm bringing Bingo and Deb Edmonds with me to that meeting, I think, because hopefully they were laughing through that. Hey, Justin, let's get back really quickly. We started the show with the cost, the complete wet area, the cost, and people will say, I'm sorry, I missed that in the beginning. It starts at $42.50 for the complete wet area of your bath, and then the complete bathroom from $84.95. And again, you're going to want to upgrade some things. If you don't, it starts at $42.50, and they come in and they take out, and they not only install, but they take out all of the old stuff, and they make sure that it looks great before they leave. But those prices is where this thing starts, correct?
That's correct. That $42.50 is our starting price. That is for a working functional shower. It includes the removal of what you have, the installation of our product, and all of the warranties that come with that. Like you mentioned, just about everyone does add to that base package. It is a very plain base package, but with that kind of a starting point, a lot of people do find that they do have some room in the budget to add some of these upgrades, pick something that has some color or has a pattern, adding shower doors, adding shelves and grab bars. But we do have that starting price of $42.50 for people who are on a budget.
Hey, how much do you guys do? Do you work a lot in apartments and condos?
We do. We do work in homes, duplexes, apartments, condos. Basically, if you got a bathroom, chances are we can work on it. There's different needs in different places, but we absolutely are able to work in condos, apartments, single-family homes, not a problem.
What about commercial companies?
We do sometimes. I have had a couple of businesses that for one reason or another have a shower and they need a shower or they need a tub, and we are able to do that. So if you're a business and you currently have a tub or a shower that you're looking to have renovated, that is something that we're able to do. I will mention when you talk about businesses, we are our focus is on the tub shower area. So any project that we do does need to include a tub shower area. So we're unable to do, say, just a half bathroom, you know, just do a vanity and countertop. But if you have a tub or shower area and you're looking to have that worked on, we can do that, and then we can add anything else on top of that. Flooring, toilet, vanity, countertop, those are all extras we could add on.
Bath Planet of Milwaukee. Annually, they remodel about 350, maybe a little bit more, 350-plus bathrooms throughout the year, throughout our area, and they go to the Illinois border, north to Sheboygan, west to Jefferson. So if you can hear, if you're listening to the show in those areas and you wanted to have Justin Pitts come out and have that conversation with you, go to bathplanetofmilwaukee.com, bathplanetofmilwaukee.com, or call over on Monday at 414-433-4899. Hey, Ray, thanks a lot for getting back from Wausau in a good time for you to be on this show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. A great time with another great company.
Yeah, you bet. Bath Planet of Milwaukee. Again, they're going to be at the Nary Show February 18th through the 20th and the Realtors Home and Garden Show March 25th through April 3rd. Make sure you get out and say hello to Justin Pitts and go to that website to have him come out. Again, it's 8 to 12 weeks to have it installed, so make sure that you do that now. Justin, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Oh, you too. It's good talking to you again.
You bet. Thank you, Mitch. Great job. Why don't you cue that up, man? Here we go.
Oh, it's ready.
Here we go. It's a perfect way to end this show. Thanks for listening. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by my friends Ray Hoffman and everybody at Kern Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine.